This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 24th, 2026.
MTN is looking to lend directly from its own balance sheet, which means it's taking on real credit risk. This is a significant shift from just facilitating loans, and it's going to change the way we think about MTN's revenue streams. Our read at Tech Cocoon is that this move up the value chain could bring in real revenue, but it's also going to require MTN to get a lot more comfortable with credit assessment and risk management.
And it's not just about the revenue potential, it's also about the regulatory implications. If MTN is lending directly, it's going to need to comply with a whole new set of regulations, and that's going to add to its cost base. I'm wondering who's going to bear the cost of that compliance. Is it going to be MTN? Or is it going to be passed on to the consumer?
And that's where the risk comes in. MTN is going to have to be very careful about who it lends to and how it structures those loans. If it gets it wrong, it could be facing significant losses, and that could have a big impact on its bottom line. So builders and operators should be watching this closely. If MTN can make it work, it could be a game changer for the industry. But if it fails, it could be a cautionary tale.
Speaking of big plans, Lagos is looking to triple its data center capacity to 250 megawatts by 2030. That's a huge increase, and it's going to require a lot of investment in power and infrastructure. I'm not sure that's feasible given the grid question remains unanswered. Can Lagos actually provide the power needed to support that kind of growth?
That's a great point, and it's something that Tech Cocoon Intelligence has been highlighting for a while now. The importance of getting the physical infrastructure right. You can't just build a data center without thinking about the power and the connectivity. And Lagos is going to have to get that right if it wants to achieve its goals. So, investors should be watching the power purchase agreements and the construction milestones closely. If Lagos can't deliver on those, it's going to be a big problem.
Yesterday, we talked about the scramble to build Africa's data centers. And this is just another example of that. But what's interesting is that Lagos is trying to position itself as a hub, and that's going to require a lot more than just data centers. It's going to require a whole ecosystem of support services and infrastructure. So the question is, can Lagos deliver on that? And what's the implication for the rest of the continent?
That's a great question, and it's one that we'll be exploring in more detail in the coming weeks. But for now, let's turn to another story. Francophone Africa is having a fintech moment, with some serious players emerging in the region. This is an area that's been overlooked by investors in the past, but it's definitely worth paying attention to now.
And it's interesting to see how the region is developing its own unique fintech ecosystem. But what's driving this growth? And is it sustainable? Is it just a matter of investors finally waking up to the potential of the region? Or is there something more fundamental going on?
Our read at Tech Cocoon is that there are some real fundamentals at play here. The region has a big unbanked population, and there's a lot of room for growth in terms of financial inclusion. So, investors should be looking closely at the companies that are emerging in this space and thinking about how they can support them. But they should also be aware of the regulatory environment and how that's going to impact the growth of the industry.
Finally, let's talk about PropTech. It's an area that's been quietly booming in Africa, with startups digitizing property search, financing, and transactions. This is an area that's been defined by cash and opacity in the past, but it's definitely ripe for disruption. So what's the implication for builders and operators? How can they take advantage of this trend?
Well, I think the key is to focus on the areas that are most in need of disruption, things like property valuation and transaction processing. There are a lot of inefficiencies in these areas, and startups that can address them are going to be well positioned for growth. But they should also be thinking about how to build trust with consumers and how to navigate the complex regulatory environment. So the question is, who's going to be the winner in this space? Is it going to be the startups or the incumbents?
That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.